Welcome to the Steelers Realm Podcast. And now, here are the boys of Steelers Realm.
Are the boys of Steelers Realm. And you didn't know it, but they're all drummers too. Anyhow, yeah, can't beat that jam. What's up, boys? We're working our way towards Browns football, and we got some exciting stuff going on, man. I'm so pumped to make this work tonight. So what's going on? The famous TA and Freight Train in the house, and we'll be joined by our friend Shane Mann coming up in a few minutes. More on that. But anyhow, how's it going, boys?
JT, I'm excited, man. I mean, I'm kind of feeling like I'm 21st century technical guru here in a hotel room.
We got it all worked out. Definitely. Freight Train, how's it going, man?
Hey, with this new technology, I think the Freight Train, I think Tesla has came out with a train.
It is the train of freight. Anyhow, yeah, man. So here's the scoop, Steeler Nation, Steelers Realm podcast followers. We're going to be joining in with a new app called Pro Sports Fans, PSF. If you're looking to get that, that's psf.app on the website. Go out and check it out. But we will be part of a two-teamed system, bringing you Steelers football and commentary on both platforms, our Steelers Realm podcast and the Pro Sports Fans. So we're going to jump in right now. We're going to see how that goes. Jump in with everybody. Say hello. We're going to turn a video on. Hey, what's going on, Steelers Nation? JT in the house on the PSF app as well as Steelers Realm podcast. So our guy's going to be joining us here. Shane Mann, he's coming in on his way in. I see you, buddy, out there. You got the Steelers Realm logo going on. Freight Train and TA are going to be joining us in on that. In the meantime, some more breaking news today we'll be getting into, as well as breaking down our thoughts. There he is, Shane Mann, Pro Sports Fans, bringing you the Steelers Realm team tonight. Earlier, the other team, the famous team by Frank and Matt, brought you some great information today, too. But we're going to bring it to you tonight. While you're tuning into the game, hop on over, give us some chat. That's a cool thing about this PSF app and being on the Facebook, Twitter, and our YouTube channels is that we can get comments from everybody all at the same time. Shane, you hearing us okay? I think your audio is muted, though, bud.
Well, I tell you what, JT, mine just closed out right now.
It did. All right. How you making out there, Freight Train?
You didn't invite me, JT.
Shouldn't have to invite you.
It didn't allow me to join, JT. It doesn't.
There he is. There, you got your audio now, buddy.
Apparently, it doesn't want a Freight Train on the show.
Shane, you made it?
I did, yeah. So far, I'm the lucky one.
What's up, buddy?
Okay, so what do we have to do, Shane? Tell us the secret sauce here, buddy.
Honestly, I'd press buttons until it worked.
Sweet.
Okay. New technology.
Oh, hey, look at this. I got it, I think. Let me see here. I'm joined, maybe?
Listen, folks, if TA can jump on here and get going, you guys can too. So download the app. It's available now with the new Android app and the iOS app. And greetings, Steeler Nation. Looking forward to some chat tonight. Hot topics with the Browns coming off a win against Cincinnati. So we kind of in the same boat Cincinnati is. The Browns are looking to gain some steam. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I'm thinking so too, but hold on a second, JT. I'm not sure I'm on, buddy. I'm still hitting buttons with Shane.
No, he's in. I'm still.
I don't know if you can, you know, see yourself on here or anything, but
I see you two fine gents. I don't see myself on here.
Do you see me, Freight Train?
Not yet.
No, I don't see you.
Oh, there's Shane. I see him, and I see JT.
See me?
Okay, hold on a second here. We're working it. JT's got it started. Now I got. Am I sharing? No, I'm not sharing. Right?
No.
No, you're TA. Your name's not Sharon.
Blue Mike to get to jump in the stream here, guys. Blue what? Mike.
The blue mic down at the bottom right.
Here we go. Wait a second here.
Oh, look at that. Oh, there he is.
I'm here.
I'm here.
I hear you here, but am I here?
You're not here.
Turn your mute your microphones though on the app, and then we'll be doing that. We'll be jumping right into that. 8:15 p.m. kickoff, Acrisure Stadium, Monday Night Football, prime time, coming up Monday. And you know what? I got Sunday off. Hey, you're good.
Okay.
Sounds good. We're getting there, guys. Okay. Yeah, man.
Okay. Do I have to have audio on here? Because.
Nope.
So
I'm just going with you right now. So I'm just going with your promo stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just going with Steely McBeam here.
You can turn on the video.
Well.
Look to your video there.
Hold on. Now I got to.
See where Steely is there.
Yeah, if you guys couldn't tell, anyone watching, this is our first attempt at streaming. So, yeah. I know it's hard to say. Like,
hey, there's my head.
You know that, but yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna have to do it like this.
There you're on. There you go.
How do I look?
Hey, you look awesome, like the Freight Train you are.
I know. Well, I knew what the answer was gonna be. I just had to get a little bit of recognition.
Yep.
TA, I mean, what are you doing over there? Do you not see the blue microphone?
He hasn't hit all the buttons yet. He's still working through.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm hitting all the buttons. Hey,
go in the chat, go down to the bottom right. There should be a blue microphone. Hit the blue microphone.
Chat now. Hold on.
Now.
Here we go. Hold on. Camera. Mute. Boys, check me out here. See, you're right. Woo! Let's get this.
There it is.
There we go.
There it is. Okay. All right. Got it. All right. What's up, gang?
We good might actually have a show.
Yeah. So, hey, Steelers Realm coming at you. Two different formats all at the same time. But, hey, guys, looking to break this game down tonight. How you feeling about it?
Honestly, dude, I'm feeling
just about as good as this game as I am all this technology we got going down here right now.
Yeah, I have mixed emotions. To be honest with you.
We're gonna turn this around. I'm feeling. How are you feeling about it, Shane?
I mean, honestly, I think the problem with it is you see how well we played and how well the Browns played. It's about as far apart from each other as you can get, right, for week one. Now, it's week one. We'll see how it plays out the rest of the season, but these teams are going in opposite directions to start the year, and now we got to hope that we meet closer either in the middle where we can switch places with them for this game. That's kind of where we're at right now.
Well, I think the one thing we certainly don't want to do is give the Browns fans any additional hope or the team any additional momentum and think that, you know, they're going to the Super Bowl again, which they do every year. But anyhow, I'm sure some Browns pro sports fans, listeners and members will be jumping on here too, because I know I jumped on their broadcast to jag them a little bit. But let's break it down. Where are you going to see it? It's Monday night, 8:15 prime time. We'll get into the record and that stuff, but that's going to be an ABC game. So here in the Pittsburgh area, WTA has your coverage. The announcers, Joe Buck doing play-by-play, Troy Aikman, the color analyst, and then Kalisa Salters as sideline on the game call there. And, of course, if you can't watch it, listen in to Steelers Radio Network. Our man, Wild Bill Hillgrove, doing play-by-play. The Wolfman, Wolfley on color, Missy Matthews, and Max Starks, who have been great on the sidelines as well, too. Yeah. And you know, listen in on WDV, the flagship station, 102.5 FM in a Pittsburgh listening area, or even DAD in Indiana County, or right on the app. So the weather, guys, looking clear, 66 degrees, 8 mile an hour northwest winds. TA, how have we done against the Browns in the series?
Hey, you know what? We had a very good 90s and 2000s. We put a little cushion on us. The series now stands at 80, 62, and 1.
The infamous tie.
The infamous tie.
Right. Uh-huh.
And, of course, last year we split with the Browns.
All right, we did split, yep.
That's a trend I'd like to see stop all of a sudden.
So now, was that that was Kenny's game. He beat him.
Yes.
I believe so, yeah. Came back.
Yeah, the end of the year, yeah.
Yeah, because Deshaun Watson looked like dog shit.
This is true.
Putting it nicely. Just to put it nicely.
Yeah. Well, he had just started around that time. Wasn't it game 8 he finally got the start?
Yeah.
Right.
And I think it was like week 11 that he got.
Oh, 11.
He only played like 6 games. Right. So, yeah, 6 or 7.
And that was like his second game, if I remember correctly, Shane. Was it the second game back?
No, he would have been.
I'm trying to remember what game specifically, like what week that was. It might have been later in the season. It's last year, kind of the end was a blur, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, the line is Cleveland minus 2.5, over under 38.5.
Oh, jeez. So, they win one game and they become favorites. I swear, when it comes to the Browns, the media's more wishy-washy than my wife washing my dirty laundry in the washing machine.
Now, you want to know what's funny about
ridiculous stuff that they come up with when the Browns win. It's just phenomenal. It's great writing. I'll put it that way.
Oh, you got to give them credit for the the creativity that they have. That's for sure.
You want to know what's funny about that last line there that you just said? The last game of the year that we played them last year, it's the exact same line.
Is it?
Over and under. And
over under two.
Cleveland 2.5. The exact same line. I'm catching on to Vegas, JT. few more, keeping my eye open, baby. I'm retiring and I'm off to the Bahamas.
Well, hey, you know, it's a good thing you brought that up because, as a matter of fact, the PSF app is also has a place on here during the games, which we will be broadcasting about eight or nine of them. Frank and Matt doing 8 or 9 of them, but during those games, we'll have a ticker up there. As well as a tab for you to be able to go and do some betting on it and everything. It's really pretty cool. So we encourage you guys to go out, get the app, and jump on this platform as well as us sharing it over the normal Steelers Realm channels. But anyhow, why don't we dive into by the numbers. FT, Freight Train, why don't you take over on that?
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll chime in as we go on that. We'll give Shane the first take on your by the numbers.
Okay. Well, for the by the numbers segments, to start us off, we have 1982. The Steelers ranked in the top 3 sacks dating back to the start of every season except for 2022. 39 out of 40 years they have finished in the top 3. That's why they call us Blitzburg, right? That's how we received the nickname.
Oh, yeah.
That sums it up nicely right there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of great pass rushers, man. A lot of great pass
rushers. Oh, over the years, man. Jeez. Yeah. This is a long list. No doubt.
40 years? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
39.
The weird thing about it, too, is that no one in the history has more than 80.5 sacks now. Like, we still don't have 100 sack guy. I think TJ will be that guy, but we still haven't had it throughout, you know, history.
Mm-hmm. No. It's coming soon to a theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're right there on the precipice.
He's playing. He might hit it this year. Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt. Let's just cross our fingers for the health. What else you got?
So, excuse me, as I have things popping up everywhere on every screen, it is 148.8. That was Brock Purdy's passer rating against Patrick Peterson and Levi Wallace. 8 targets, 6 receptions allowed, 85 yards allowed, 2 touchdowns, which were both on Patrick Peterson. Patrick Peterson is supposed to be one of our marquee pickups on the offseason. It's not off to a very good start.
No. And you think him chiming in, saying that he was going to intercept Brock Purdy, had something to do with them picking on him?
Mm-hmm.
He could have done it too. That's the sad part, is he had a chance at it. He just didn't catch the ball.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
And that one in that end zone, I tell you what, Purdy couldn't have put that anywhere else but right there. And it just looked like me on a Saturday night when I'm about half drunk trying to swat that damn mosquito away. I was just a second too late.
Yeah.
Missed again. Missed again.
Well, I hope that the Pittsburgh coaching staff sees the stat line and a certain somebody gets a little bit more playing time this week, and we all know who that is. For the PSF people, yeah. I will fill you in that I am the number one fan of the Joey Porter Jr. fan club, and not only am I a freight train, I also go by another alias by Joey Porter Jr.
Jr.
But yeah, I think he's deserves more playing time after that whole ordeal. But anyways, moving on. Now, the next number is 52. The Steelers are tied with the most wins on Monday Night Football at 52. Any guesses on who we are tied with?
Ooh.
I'm going to go last.
I feel like, just based on the amount of time they probably have been given games on Monday night, I'm assuming it could be the Cowboys.
That's good. That's a good pick.
Because I know they're probably on Monday night a lot over the last however many years it's been going on. So,
but not the correct one.
Not the correct one, though. TA, what's your
pick? I'm going to let TA go last. TA go last.
Okay.
Yeah. JJ, you go.
New England.
Good guess. Not correct again.
Not correct. No.
Okay. No, it's down to me. I feel like it's a divisional foe. And I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Nah. Look at that. It's 0-3 here on this panel of experts.
I had to have been close by like one syllable.
Negatory, Batman. Actually, believe it or not, it was by the team who just toasted us last week, the 49ers.
That makes a lot of sense, too.
Yeah, it does.
Now, you want to know what's even more scarier about that is? All right. Is that every team last year who got beat by the 49ers, the following week did not win a game.
Ooh.
This is supposed to be a happy...
It is happy. Look, there's going to be happiness. I just want to make sure we're putting it all out there, buddy. Like, we have to have transparency.
You're killing my vibe, bro.
I got to get out of our system so we can move on to the next week. Right?
I thought that was the post-game show that we did on
Monday.
We're still doing it on freaking Thursday.
Absolutely not. With the transparency here, what we're doing is when Joe Buck comes out there, and you know he's going to, like in the third quarter when we got the ball, we're ready, all the momentum, he's going to come out with this stupid stat, and we're all going to be like, oh, he just jinxed us. And there's no jinxing now, baby. We know what's in front of us now.
Screw you, Joe Buck.
We're ready for you, baby.
Freaking Joe. He's a jokester. Anyways, moving on. Hopefully this one's a little bit better.
Moving on.
The number is 24. That is the number of times Kenny was pressured against the 49ers. That is 46.2% of the time, a league high last week. So, luckily, we have Dan Moore going against Myles Garrett this week, who has absolutely dominated.
What a great matchup that is.
So I'm looking for that number to be lowered a little bit.
It's another tough pass rush, I will say. I think we have a better chance of blocking these guys just because, one, like I'm hoping that we use Darnell even more as a pass blocker and kind of use him to offset Garrett a little bit and stuff like that. But they cannot be worse than last week. I mean, last week was – it should be the worst game of the year for the line. And if it isn't, we're in trouble.
We're doomed.
there's no way but up to go from that. So, no,
not after this week.
Why don't we move on from that game? Why do we keep bringing that up? Let's move on from that.
It's TA's fault.
What's the next one?
Yeah, what else you got?
Anyways, we got the number 20. We got number 20.
Okay.
The Steelers are riding a 20-game home winning streak on Monday Night Football dating back to 1991. I was 1 year old. So I like to say I have a, play a little bit of part of that because
I wasn't even a thought. So I'm I can't, I got nothing.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. I brought in the good vibes on Monday night. Just want to let you guys know that.
Okay.
You're like a little leprechaun or lucky charm.
That's right.
Yep. Everybody go over to Freight Train's house this weekend and rub his belly.
I am I am Freight Train Blarney Big Stone. Beam.
Go rub the Blarney Stone.
So, I mean, we can't let that streak end to the Browns, right? Like, this is not going to happen.
No,
right?
No,
the universe won't let that take place, I don't think.
Could you imagine the grief we'll get from this Browns group?
I don't even want to think about it.
The Browns group, they're already throwing stuff out there.
I swear, if we lose this streak, there goes the consecutive winning streak for Tomlin. It's just going to be a year of losing streaks, apparently.
Oh.
It'll be the domino that falls.
The beginning of the end of Tomlin era.
See, and here I go again, being Mr. Hagan, because of TA.
What? Nope. Come on, Freight Train, and you better read the next number, baby.
Yeah, let's keep going here.
The number six.
Six?
The most
no.
Game.
Oh, you missed
one. Sorry, I jumped ahead. Sorry. The number 19. That is the amount of years it has been since the Steelers dropped a regular season home game against the Browns. 19 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So pretty much all of Big Ben's career.
Definitely. During those lean years, almost wishing that the Browns were competitive just so we had a good team to warm up again. Hey, let me jump on in right now. We get a bunch of listeners chiming in too. We're going to say, hey to Zach. He's at hashtag Fire Matt Canada. One of your buddies there, TA. But anyhow, yeah, Bubba, thanks for joining in. Jeremiah, Bubba's still struggling with the app. Bubba, try checking the version of your Android phone. I know some people have some issues with that, but yeah, Zach brought up, we were definitely diving into that as well. Zach, got to limit Chubb to more than 50 yards. And also, Monday Night Football, and Jeremiah is chiming in as well, too. He's ready to go for that as well.
Jeremiah Yoder Toter.
Jeremiah Yoder in the house, too.
Yoder Toter.
Yeah, limit Chubb. That's it, Zach. You got it, man. Thanks for tuning in, too, buddy. So,
all right.
Yep.
So, anyhow, now I can finally go to the number six.
Okay.
The most games with 3+ sacks since 2016 season. Your favorite Steeler, TJ Watt, leads that category. The most games with 3+ sacks was 6.
Wow.
Not surprising. The guy's had some huge games in his career. He's like numbers wise,
just a machine.
Right. Yeah. All right. And now to round it all out, because I know everybody's been sitting on their hands for this last one.
Okay.
0.5 is a sack. TJ Watt needs half a sack to become the Steelers' all-time sack leader. I mean, let's see, started the season with 3.5. Did anybody think that Cam Hayward was going to beat him, barring the injury? Because I know Cam was only, 2.5 away?
No, yeah, they were right neck and neck there.
Yeah, they were neck and neck, yeah.
But that's just TJ's relentless motor, man.
Well, that ends that, too. And while we're talking about Watts, I guess JJ poo-pooed the idea of the Steelers playing for the Steelers. By the way, thanks for that breakdown. We got to give you this one.
Woo!
Yeah, so he said that's not happening. Not only that, he hasn't been working out for football and busy doing his other ventures and stuff, too. So that ship sailed very quickly.
What's the other Watt brother doing? Selling cars now or what?
Yeah. I don't know.
He's down there on Carnegie Street. You didn't see him holding the sign, "We'll work for a food."
Oh, does he do the cool flippy thing? You know,
he does do the cool flippy thing.
Okay.
It's the subway sign.
I was just worried about him. We haven't heard from him in a while.
We haven't. And to be honest, I'm kind of surprised nobody's picked him up.
Yeah.
So Bubba threw a question out here. How many did LC Greenwood have? Anybody know that? Freight Train. TA.
I know that Pro Football Reference started going back and tracking sacks from that era, because prior to 1982 they didn't track them. I know that those guys all were in, like, I think, like, the 50 to 70 range, kind of all the older Steelers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, 67.
I thought it was actually 78.
Well, I mean, I'm probably wrong. You always figure that out every show.
Now. Anyhow, well, as we're working towards the game breakdown, we're going to jump into the ambulance report. Who's hurt, who's healthy. I'm also going to throw a couple plugs out again, once again, reminding everybody about the PSF app and everything we got going on. And then we're going to dig into players to watch out for, key matchups, and then look around the AFC North. What is the kitchen already getting heated up with some early games? And guys, you know what? I've been a proponent of splitting up your AFC North rivals, play them all in the first half of the season, play them all in the second half of the season, even it out. And it seems to, other than, Cincinnati, we play twice at the end of the year. They've done that too. So I'm looking forward to an early and a later matchup. But anyhow, let's jump back into, some things in the news. Anything going on in the news? I know we just had some breaking news before we jumped on there. Shane, you got anything on your end?
Well, Cam was officially placed on IR, which we knew was going to happen. I mean, guy had surgery for the groin issues. So that was going to be taking place. You just hope he can be fully healthy after that 8-week time frame that they're expecting. You know, as long as he can get back. And I think that's really important that they opted for surgery, because it should give him the best chance to come back and actually not have a chance to get injured again, right? Like, that's the main thing.
Yeah, instead of nursing it through the season, just letting it heal itself. Didn't TJ do that for a while before he finally decided, hey?
And let's face it, with medical science the way it is now, it seems like they can go in there, do the cleanup job, quick healing, because these guys are athletes, and they're right back on the field again. It is amazing when you think of, when you look back at Rod Woodson, Bagan, Cowher, don't put me on IR, don't put me on IR, I'm going to be here for the Super Bowl. And, I mean, that was 20-some years ago, guys.
Yeah.
So medicine has come a long way.
Oh, certainly. Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Certainly, no doubt. Well, let's just hope we can get him back on the field, man.
Stuff, right?
And right, yeah.
Let's go on. Sorry, JT. What's up?
No, I was just saying, let's hope we can turn that around and get him on the field as soon as possible. So, yeah, get it out of the way. Why mess around?
Yeah, I think, like you said, surgery was the key thing there. You want to make sure that you just deal with it, because especially at his age, as good as sports science is, you're talking about TA, like, it, you never know, right? With an older guy with a soft tissue injury, just get that pounded out, get it taken care of, and we'll see what happens from there. So, and then Deontay, I don't know what to make of his injury, because, like, I've heard 4 weeks, I've heard some other stuff. Like, I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, I think that they should keep him out till after the bye, just because it gives him an extra week past, like, 4 weeks. And as long as we can manage the offense without him, it's not like we were scoring points anyway. Like, he was, you know, nice to have out there, but until the offense gets going anyway, I don't think it matters that much, right, guys?
And quite honestly, I mean, a year and a half without him scoring a touchdown, are we going to miss him?
Well, hey, he about had one week one, I swear, but Kenny was way off. But
yeah, you should have had week one.
That's neither here nor there. But
right, and I know we made light of it, but I mean, in all, we hope for a speedy recovery, because he's got a lot of cupping and needling in his future right now, and in the little hyperstatic chamber, and I don't know, some nuclear fusion, and probably a few snapples and pulps.
Hey, just don't be like AB and frostbite your feet, Deontay. I mean, stay out of the ice.
Speaking of Antonio Brown, not that we want to invoke his name too often, but of course, whenever something happens with the Steelers, especially an injury to receiver, who chimes in on social media but Antonio Brown, saying, "Heard the Steelers need a receiver." posted some other stuff. I think he posted a picture with him and George Pickens like together, like Photoshop. Like the man is out of his mind. We all know that. Like I honestly do hope that he eventually figures his life out, but we got to stop. Like it, we don't need to worry about him at this point, right, guys? Like we don't need to entertain this stuff, correct? No, like I'm not gonna read into it.
No.
Okay, but I gotta ask a question, okay, for this old guy here, because this social media thing has gotta come. I mean, it has just changed the whole spectrum of football and who we point fingers at and who we blame. But look, I don't know this new phonics. You know, it says "Hear me out" and "WWABD." What in the hell does WWABD mean? Does anybody know?
What would AB do?
Is that what it is? What would AB do?
You never had it. Well, you're a little bit older than me. There used to be back in the day, WWJD. What would Jesus do? Bracelets.
It might have just been
an Amish thing, but well,
if I knew that, then I would have responded. I would have had three more kids and not paid child support.
Yeah. Or, What would AB do? He flashes
his dog. Also, not pay his Arena League football team any money. Also, don't do that.
Oh yeah,
you want to spend any money on your team?
Why would you want to paste your guys? Then we move that over.
Don't go to the swimming pool with AB.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Don't worry, AB. We got another guy to run the jet sweeps. We don't need you.
That's it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, what else going on in the news? Obviously, AB is shithead of the week.
Yep.
That was pretty good.
Shout out, Paul, chiming in on the PSF. Hey, Paul, thanks for chiming in. Yeah, he's looking forward to more of it, indeed, sir. But he made the point that George Pickens definitely has some EAB ego tendencies, and that was kind of evident last week. We talked about that a little bit, though. Like me. Of course, you know, every coach will say, "I want my receivers wanting the ball every single time." Yeah, but you know, to pout and go away and not interview anybody. Come on, dude. Time to grow up a little bit. You know, where's your media guy that helps you work through that stuff?
He didn't.
I might have to go ahead and fend him right now, because you know what?
We all know
this guy is spectacular. Why are you not throwing him the ball?
I mean,
he had a great camp. He's making these spectacular catches. Throw the guy the ball.
Because we have Kendrick Gardner running our offense, TA. It's not hard to look at. I mean, dude, JT, chimed in on the chat here on PSF of the spray chart from last week. It was a carbon copy from every single game last week. Nothing has changed. It's the same bullshit week in and week out with this guy. It doesn't matter if George Pickens is open downfield 20 yards. It doesn't matter. It's not within the realm, the Steelers' realm. Might as well throw that in there.
Nice.
Of offensive possibilities with this guy. It just isn't.
Well, second year, and he's moved to number one receiver. So, I mean, he's got all the tools, man.
Yeah, but when you look at it,
especially in a game like that, guys, like when you are struggling to piece together offense and you have a guy who I've started affectionately calling 80-20, like, because it's not 50-50 when it's 80-20, right? Like that's what it is. If you have that guy and you don't give him a couple shots down the field just to see if you can get something going, right? Like, that just tells you that the offensive coordinator isn't interested in trying to adjust to what's happening. He wants to run the offense the way he wants. And if it ain't working, then it just isn't going to work. Yeah. And we'll try again next week. That's been the MO on him, is when it does work, which is almost never, he's like, "Oh, look, it works." So when it does work, he's like, "Ah, what are you going to do? You know, it didn't work." That's how it's been for the past 3 years.
But you've seen it with guys like this for decades of football. Decades of football. You think Minnesota sees Justin Jefferson running downfield, "Oh, he's got somebody on him, I'm not going to throw him the ball"? No, they force feed guys like that. Back in the day, you look at Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco with Cincinnati. We saw it every single week. Throw the ball up to him. Let him go get it. Guys with that natural ability, you just put it up there. You live with the consequences if it gets picked off. But that little bit of value of an explosive play is probably more is going to be a big value when he actually makes it.
And look, we watched it with Ben Roethlisberger and Hines Ward. Third and long, you needed a first down. Ben was looking for 86, and he was throwing that ball at him. If he had the whole entire defense on him, he was throwing it to Hines Ward for the first down and getting it.
Right.
We're not doing it. I agree with you, Shane. 80-20 needs the ball 100% of the time right now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And let's not forget about Calvin Austin.
He's going to have a big flash role moving forward, and you got to hope that he's ready to go. I think he is. I think he can replicate a lot of what, you know, Deontay does well. You just hope it's, you know, going to be with enough targets to get him going, hopefully down the field too. So,
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Frank Nicotero. Thanks for tuning in, Frank.
Absolutely.
Great show this afternoon, man. Catch those guys out too. You got two great teams covering the Steelers this year. And I know we're excited to be part of it too. So thanks for tuning in, Frank. Tell Matt we're looking forward to the next episode. We'll certainly be chatting with you. I believe I okayed your private chat too, buddy. So, we're looking forward to chatting on behind the scenes as well too. So some signings. Let's get to those. Some more moves. We're going to talk about T.A. You want to take us away with some of the signings here? What's going on with that? Ryan McCollum. Back in the practice.
This is my favorite part of the show. This is my favorite part of the show.
Look, we brought McCollum back to the practice squad. You know, we know he's a backup center. Not quite sure where that's at right now. We brought Jacoby Copeland in, wide receiver, and we released Luke Barukhu and Greg Bell. I mean, Luke Barukhu.
I just wanted to ring the bell just once this season.
Barku? Hey, look, all I know is the Barku didn't have the barcode to make it on the Teemo.
Nope.
Okay.
So he is done.
Turn him away.
I see what you did there. Touche.
Well, weren't those guys, they were in camp, then they got waived, and they cleared waivers. We signed them again to the practice squad. Now they're off again.
As is the life of a fringe NFL player.
NFL player. There you go, too. But so we signed a receiver?
Jacob Copeland. Come on. You don't know about Jacob Copeland? He's like a 30-time all-pro wide receiver, like one reception away from breaking Jerry Rice's all-time reception yards after a catch record. I mean, this guy, I can't believe we got him, JT. I'm so excited. I can see the look on your guys' faces.
Dude, I'm telling you, his new nickname is Hoover. Because I swear, dude, he's going to be sweeping like nobody's ever jet sweeped before.
Oh, yeah.
See, our new sweeper.
He's the new sweeper.
Uber.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. All right. So we touched on some Steelers players. That's the rest of the ambulance report. Wait a minute. Let's queue up TA's ambulance report. And that way he's got to lay it out there for him. So go ahead. Take it away. Take it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to TA's Ambulance Report. Today in the MASH unit, as we've already heard and reported, Deontay Johnson, with a hamstring, did not participate and will not participate for at least 5 weeks. On top of that, a little scary was Anthony McFarland. Knee also did not participate, but I look for him to be back. Chukwuma Okafor, concussion. Very limited. Look for some offensive line changes this week. And then Pat Freiermuth, still dealing with the chest, but limited. And, of course, the one we will talk about all year long, Obi-Wan Kenobi and his ever-agonizing foot. Obi, we need you to feel the force with Cam out. Now, on the Browns side, there are quite a few things that I'm going to say that were non-injury related. Somebody had a birthday party over at the Cleveland Clowns, and they needed to attend, and that would be your guard, Jay Pitanonio, Amari Cooper, which I'm surprised he's still playing this early in the season, and of course, Myles Garrett, who I understand was serving Jiffy Pop popcorn at the birthday party.
might have burnt his fingertips.
He didn't have the he didn't have to crash his Porsche on the way there, did he?
Absolutely not. That is for next week.
Okay.
With that being said, the Browns really look like they're ready to play. Nothing there. Hurst with a hamstring, Achilles with defensive tackle Shane Harris. Other than that, though, I look for this team to be ready and going. Other than that, JT, it's going to be another game in the AFC North, and let's hope we come out of here healthier than what we're going in.
Yeah,
let's hope so. We can't afford to have any more games like that. That's for sure. We got beat up on all aspects there. But here we go. Well, we got an extra day to heal, so let's hope for that to aid us as well too. So why don't we kick off our Players to Watch for segment, if you guys are ready for that. Shane, why don't you kick us off with the obvious one? We'll let you take and run with it. The first guy we got to stop. And, of course, we've seen this movie last week, but I hate to keep bringing that up. But, you know, we knew we had to stop McCaffrey, right? Did we do it? No. So here we go. Week 2, prime time. Are we going to stop Nick Chubb?
Yeah, I mean, this is where it starts and ends with the Browns, right? If you can't stop Nick Chubb, they will ride him until the game's over and you're looking up thinking, man, this how many yards does this guy have? Because he's the type of guy that can go 60 on you from any – like, it doesn't matter where he's at in the field, he can score. And there's not many running backs nowadays that can do that with the power that he also plays with. He's just a loaded tackle. We've seen it in the past. He's the one guy that pretty much no matter where you're playing or like who he's playing, he's always going to be a threat to go for 100 plus, right? And there's not many guys like that anymore, right? Like the running back position getting devalued and everything else. He got a decent deal for them, and it was probably worked out for both sides there. But ultimately, if we can't stop him and they can lean on him, it doesn't matter how bad or good the next guy that we're going to talk about here with Deshaun Watson is. They can lean on the run game and just wait us out until, you know, inevitably Matt Canada calls too many of his plays that we know don't work.
Well, we can.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Nick Chubb is probably the best running back in the NFL that nobody really talks about. You know what I mean? Like, he's not as notified as some of the other running backs in the league. You're talking about a guy that averages, last time I checked, like 4.6 yards a tote. Like, that's astronomical. And, like, nobody since Jim Brown has averaged that kind of yardage per carry.
He's up there, especially guys who have like a decent amount. Like, because Jamal Charles was pretty high on yards per carry, but he didn't carry the ball as many times as a guy like Nick Chubb does. So
right, and then you're not even like Chubb can also they don't utilize him enough in the pass game. You know what I mean? Like he's actually pretty damn good at it. You know. But Chubb's just that guy that puts a foot in the ground, finds a hole, and just absolutely bursts through. There's no dancing around, you know, like kind of how we see with Najee. Najee likes to be a ballerina every once in a while instead of just hitting the damn hole with, you know, his power running style that he should have, you know. But Nick Chubb's one of the best in the NFL. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it.
No. All starts and stops with that. If we slow him down, now we can focus on working Deshaun Watson.
And just to add on top of that, you figure Chubb's 5.9 yards per carry just last week alone against the Bengals.
Yeah.
I mean, look, all you have to do is hand him the ball. It's first down every two plays. I mean, if our defensive line is not up for this game right now, it's going to be a long one.
Yeah.
I hope the Browns are sending us some Jiffy popcorn because we're going to need it to watch the show.
Right. Yeah,
it's going to take a group effort, guys, because without Cam, like the closest guy in terms of like an all-around skill set is unfortunately it's a rookie who I love and Keanu Benton, but he's the only guy that kind of can do a little bit everything on that line. Leal is a good pass rusher, but can he hold up in the run game? Like Loudermilk hasn't really proven anything in the NFL so far. Like it's going to have to be a group effort by these guys if they want to at least keep him from taking over the game offensively.
Well, especially our middle linebackers too.
Yeah, yeah. Landon Roberts is going to have a huge game.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I agree. I was going to bring him up next. Since we're talking about linebackers, you know, they're going to be busy keeping an eye on Deshaun Watson, Freight Train.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, yep, we got to watch out for Deshaun Watson. Luckily, Deshaun did not have a great start against the Bengals. I think his girlfriend was in attendance, so he had rubbing tugs on the mind. He only had 154 yards.
Use a TA term.
He had 154 yards passing, a touchdown, a pick, for a QBR of 65.8, which I think was slightly lower than Kenny Pickett's last week. So this will be his first year with a complete camp with the Browns. They're banking everything on him. I think the key to him is to contain him within the pocket, like we did the last game. Keep him contained. Keep him flustered. Don't let him extend it with his legs.
Yeah, you have to.
Absolutely. I mean, love TJ, and he's going to have a high motor, but he's definitely got to make sure he seals that edge and not let any crease, because I'm not sure if a Landon Roberts and or Holcomb can track him down before he hits our DBs.
Right.
It's tough because, like, his impact in the running game was much more of an impact last week than it was in the passing game. Like, at this point, I still wonder if this system and this fit is going to ever work for them, because Watson, frankly, as good as he was in Houston, one, it's been a long time since we've seen him play at that level. And this isn't a great system for a guy that really liked to improvise and kind of make stuff up himself. And he was great at it, and he can work within an offense, but Stefanski runs that Shanahan-style offense, and a lot of that is timing and knowing where your guys are going to be at, and accuracy. And frankly, he hasn't shown it since he's been back in the NFL. So until he does, is what it is. Like, you're just going to have to wonder if he's going to be able to do much of anything.
Right.
Well, and with that being said, guys, I'm going to throw out a guy who I think we cannot lose sight of, because it seems to me like every year – this guy ends up torching us. And no, I'm not talking about Amari. I'm not talking about Ndoku. I am talking about Donovan Peoples-Jones. I don't know what it is about this guy, but he's a very good receiver. And if we do not have a hat on him, he's going to make our life miserable, as he's catching a 3rd and 6 to allow Chubb to come right back out to make it 2nd and 4. We got to put a hat on Peoples-Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a guy that can get lost in this offense because of how many other guys that they tend to go to first. But he is a solid receiver. I mean, he's been one for the past couple of years. He's had a couple of big games sprinkled in, but he's that possession type guy that you get in your 3rd and 6, you're going to look his way oftentimes, and you have to be prepared for that if you're the Steelers.
He's the Hines Ward of the Browns. There's Freight Train back on.
Here I am. Sorry, guys. Not that I don't love talking about Peoples-Jones, but I didn't want the people watching it on YouTube to miss out on my beautiful face. But yeah,
thank God you saved them. You saved them.
They're about to leave. I mean, let's be realistic here.
So, right. Hollywood's gone.
Yeah. He had a cute smile over on this side of it. All right, let's flip the field. Man, we're really getting into one tonight, but let's flip the field. Obviously, Myles Garrett, 1 sack already for the year. Chooks can't go. Broderick Jones, you know, we talked about that earlier. He's going to need some help. So, you know, this offensive line's going to certainly have their hands full once again this week as well. Not quite to the extent they did last, I don't think.
See, I'm not okay with that, though. I'm not okay with throwing the rookie up against somebody like Myles Garrett. I think I'd like to wait on that and put Dan Moore, who's actually had a little bit of success against him, to slide in there and go against Myles Garrett. I mean, that's kind of throwing the rookie at the wolves. Though I did see something really silly, again, about, you know, Cleveland media and national media just blowing stuff out of proportion when the Browns win. I saw this article where it said Myles Garrett, you know, had such a great game last week, and he has the quickest moves in the NFL today. I said, what are you talking about? I said, you guys got this on the wrong team. You're facing the guy with the quickest first step in the NFL, not Myles Garrett. It seems like anytime he decides to show up, He's the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, I just get irritated because, I mean, it started with the Madden rankings, and now I got to deal with this bull crap. Like, come on. We're going to see who the real pass rusher is in this game. I'm just tired of it. I'm so sick of it. I am. It's hogwash. Absolute hogwash.
Just in case nobody's listening, please tell us again, how do you really feel?
I'm not saying.
Yeah, I mean, Garrett's a guy that. But Garrett's a guy that generally, especially with this defense now, with Jim Schwartz being brought in, he is not going to be just lining up against left tackle. Like, they're going to move him around. They had him standing up in the A gap last week. Like, they're going to be much more creative with him than we've experienced in the past. And I do think that's going to be part of how we are going to have to defend him. Like, if he's going to be put on guards occasionally, so, I mean, we have to keep the back end more often in pass protection. Do we have to kind of move the pocket, stuff like that?
That Renfro is a possible trade candidate for a wide receiver need team. And if you don't remember what we're talking about how the Pittsburgh Steelers are a wide receiver need team. Renfro makes a lot of sense for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He can play inside.
You guys know what's going on right now?
Yeah. Bubba, I think that's you, buddy. Thanks for joining in.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Work out on the outside.
Just mute. Just hit mute, buddy, on your mic.
Yeah, Bubba, what are you doing? Are you a party crasher?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
You have no idea. I mean, we're all sitting here wondering, okay, JT, did you have a little clip you wanted to show? What are you doing to us, brother?
He shouldn't have anybody else on but us. What the hell is he doing?
He's moonlighting.
We love you, Bubba. We love you.
He's moonlighting on us.
Oh, boy.
That's all right. We'll get him back here.
All right. Once Shane, anybody else on this defense you think we got to watch out for, brother?
Yeah, man. Keep it rolling here.
Grant Delp at the safety had a great week one, and he's been a guy that's been ascending for a while for them. He is a player I liked a lot in the draft, too. Like, he's a fun safety, can do a little bit of everything. And again, in this Jim Schwartz, and this is really where the biggest difference I'm going to be worried about with the Browns moving forward as far as their coaching staff goes. Bring in Jim Schwartz is a huge move because he just – Joe Woods was a godsend to every team that played the Browns last year. He was just awful. Like, just not good at really anything playing defense and coaching defense. So getting a guy like Schwartz, that's the one reason why, like, is I'm a little bit more concerned about the future of the Browns than I was previously, is that that coaching move is very, very solid for sure.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz is definitely not head coach material, but for a defensive coordinator, he's definitely ranked up there in the top 10 in today's modern NFL. And you can tell he's got this defense playing with his attitude. So, yeah, we can't go to sleep on these guys at all. And if Kenny had problems last week against what we thought was a great matchup for the secondary, I mean – now you go ahead and you throw in another young cornerback in Greg Newsome the second. I mean, between Newsome and Ward, they were part of the reason Chase was only held to 5 receptions on 9 targets for 39 yards. And T. Higgins on 8 targets had no catches. I'm telling you, this secondary is no joke.
On his fantasy team, T. Higgins, I'm not happy about that situation.
Mm-hmm. They're still trying to find him. They don't know where he went.
Yeah, not good.
T. Higgins is MIA.
MIA.
No, but this is the thing. Like, this is where a guy like Calvin Austin is going to be super big in this game, bringing a different element than what the Cincinnati Bengals were a good matchup for these guys because they were taller receivers. Now, Chase is pretty shifty, okay? But if you bring in George Pickens along with, you know, Austin, we utilize our tight ends like we know that Matt Canada apparently doesn't like to do unless they get some sort of rib injury, apparently. That could be the key to this. This could be the key to solving the puzzle with this defense, is give them different looks every play. Every play, every drive has to be something different.
Well, look, I think Shane said it the best at the beginning of the show. This is really up to Matt Canada and not having his ego and sticking to his formula. He's got to be able to read the field, read his players, and bring in different options for Kenny to hit that Schwartz is not going to be expecting. And if we can't do that, we might as well just go ahead and stay in the locker room after halftime.
Right. Because his formula is like powder Nesquik that's been sitting and it's hardened, and you finally try to mix it into the milk and you got these little sand dune bubbles at the top of your milk, and you go to take a drink and it explodes in your eye. That's his offense. It's painful.
It's just tough, man, because like so much about offensive coaching and offensive football in the NFL is adjustments, right? Like it's about, all right, like just because we run our offense this way, ideally, like we might not be able to do that stuff against the Browns or whoever it ends up being, right? You have to be able to find some other thing to go to. And I think that's really the biggest thing that's missing with him is if his offense was what it was, but also had other things that he could throw in there to adjust the stuff, he would not be a good offensive coordinator, but he might be a capable offensive coordinator. Like that's the thing keeping him from being at least decent. And I think the biggest problem ultimately is he doesn't give Kenny and the offense answers to the test, right? That's something that people said for years about offense. You want to have answers to the test, which is the defense, right? If they know what you're doing and you don't have any way to avoid that other than just running into a wall, you're going to lose most of the time, which is what
right.
it is.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The game is a chess match. I think Matt Canada is still stuck on a game of checkers.
I think he's playing Connect Four in the room by himself.
Solitaire Connect Four. Still can't win. Hey, shout out to Justin, man, our coach and mentor and everything on the PSF side of things, man. Thanks for tuning in, Justin. I hope we're living up to the standard here at Pro Sports Fans. Anyhow, don't forget to sign up, guys. Go out and grab the app.
Standard is the standard, right?
The standard is the standard. But what is the standard, Shane?
We have to find that out, right?
Yeah, we're still looking for that. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's go around the horn real quick. Keys to victory. I mean, besides the obvious, TA, why don't you kick us off, man?
Look, I think we pretty much laid it out here. For us to really win this, A, you're going to have to stop Miles, and we're going to have to make sure that we have, as Shane even already put it to, bring in Mount Washington, bring him in as an extra blocker, give Kenny that time, and change things up a little bit, find that wrinkle that the Browns are not looking for. And then most importantly, that front seven of ours has got to be able to make them one-dimensional and make Deshaun Watson beat us. Don't let Chubbs beat us. Make Deshaun beat us.
Yep. Can't argue that one. Definitely. Freight Train, your turn, man.
I think a key to victory is we got to run the ball more than freaking 10 times like we did last week. We need to go back to AFC North freaking football, pound it, make them honest. That's the key in the NFL. You have to keep the defense honest. You can't become one-dimensional. That's exactly what we did last week. We have to establish the run just like Cleveland does. That is where it starts, especially in the AFC North.
Yeah, can't argue that. Can't argue that. Shane, your thoughts, buddy.
Well, it's kind of building off of what Freight Train said. You have to stay ahead of the chain, stay ahead of schedule, because the only way that Matt Canada's offense works is if they get enough yards on first and second down to make his third and whatever call
manageable,
possibly actually, like, it's for it to even be possible to convert, right? Like, it's all about staying ahead of the chains. This team clearly, and what Matt Cannon wants to do, is to get 3 to 4 to 5 yards of play. He's not trying to create explosives. He's not trying to create any momentum for the offense on a big play. You got to do everything right every single time. And is it a really bad way to play with offensive football? Yes. Is it a way that you could still move the ball? Sure. We'll find out if we can do it. Like that's kind of the problem, right? It's like, we have a built-in limiter on our offense based on who our offensive coordinator is. So if you're going to be that way, you have to do the stuff he asked you to do well. And we didn't do it in week one.
Right. And we have to keep the ball longer. The time of possession has to be a lot closer than it was last
week. You have to hold on to the football.
Perfect segue for my thoughts on keys to victory as well. And that was, get the defense off the field, give them rest, yes, and control the ball in the game through, you know, possession downs, complete those third downs, you know, get those first couple, three, 4 yard gains and have that third manageable. Yeah. Kenny Pickett has to come back. I think we'll see him bounce back and play a much better game. Mm-hmm. He's got to hit his receivers. He's got to lead them. When you got somebody wide open, two steps into the end zone, and you can't seem to hit your receiver, you know, that stuff has to change. And he'd be the first one to admit that just all starts and stops, just like Ben used to do. He used to take it on his shoulder. But he's a warrior, man. I feel that. Yeah. He's a warrior. And, you know, as long as we keep Chubbs and Deshaun Watson contained, they're going to get yards. They're going to get yards. But let's just let's keep them contained. And we don't need those big 65-yarders. No more 65-yarders, please.
Right. Yeah, we can't afford that. Big play, blow the game open. Yeah. Like, we have to find a way. If we can get a lead in the fourth quarter going with our pass rush, especially DeJuan Jones, even though I'm a fan of his in terms of like his draft prospect, you have him trying to handle TJ in the fourth quarter when you have a lead, it's not going to happen. That's that. We have to come up with a lead going into the fourth, and we'll be right. Just fine.
Well, yeah, and the Browns' offensive starting position can't be their own 43 like it was last week. I mean, plain and simple. You can't give them the ball at in the middle of the field.
Horrible. What do you think, guys? Want to do some predictions?
Yeah, we did so well. I was going to say we did so well last week. Let's do it again.
We can't be more wrong than we were. It's pretty much impossible.
That's it.
Hey, there's only one way up.
Oh, all right. Shane, why don't you kick us off?
So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to break the news to you guys that I've already done some predictions this week on some of my other shows with the Steel Curtain. Check that out if you guys haven't seen that blog and our YouTube channel for sure. But I have a 20-17 loss this week, unfortunately. I hate to say it. I do think we're going to see a lot more from the offense, and by a lot more, I mean literally anything at all. So there's that. I think we'll see much more of the run game working, and we'll get some stuff going, but this is just a tough matchup this year, especially. I have a feeling like they're going to get us this game, but we're going to come back and get them later. Just kind of feels like that start to a season right now. I don't think it's going to be anything where we have to worry about the rest of the season necessarily. 0-2 sucks, but we were 2-6 last year and still were in the playoff hunt at the end of the year. But this is just a tough, tough matchup this early in the year, especially with how these two teams looked going into week two right now.
I like it. I'll go ahead and take the next one. I'm going to go Steelers on this one, 24-21 with Boz with a last-minute field goal. Kenny takes us down.
Oh, I hope so.
And in the final drive. Let's hope the timing works out on that. But, 24-21. Freight Train, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to go – I have to go with the Steelers win. I got to go with my prediction at the beginning of the season. But I don't have as much faith as you guys that a Matt Canada offense can score more than freaking 20 points. So I'm going 13-10, and even that's a stretch. Steelers. Boz with the last-minute field goal just like you, JT.
But oh, okay.
I don't see this strength. Offense scoring that much. I think it'll be a defensive slugfest.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. It looks like Boz is the MVP of this game before it even gets started. So don't let us down, big guy, because
didn't get much work last week. So.
Right. He should be warmed up.
He's rearing to go.
Because I'm going Steelers 23-20. This is going to be a nail biter all the way down, cussing, kicking, and screaming. And all we're going to hear is, oh, Canada, throughout the entire game.
I can't believe all three of you picked them to score over 20 points after last week.
Hey, to take the words out of Shane's mouth, I can't get any worse. So
I know, baby steps, 13 points. That's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, we should be able to score that in the first quarter, for crying out loud. GT, you know what I mean?
Who are we talking about here? I mean, I look for Matt Canada to get fired by the bye week.
I think
If we lose this game, I'm hoping it's after Monday night.
There it is, Zach. Well, there it is. Hey, we got another prediction too. Jeremiah Yoder, Steelers taking 24-20 as well.
Yeah. Man, I love your guys' energy.
Just a bit off there. That's all right. We're all right at hovering around there. All right. That sounds good. We're a little over, but hey, it's our first night too. We had to work through some technical stuff. But Justin, appreciate you hanging with us, man. Hopefully we deliver one for you tonight. We'll have to tune in to Triple B. I want to give him a plug. Bubba and Triple B Experience Podcast. Check out my man Bubba over there. We always get together and we do a lot of stuff together too. So our partner, local partners, Steeler partners here, Triple B Experience too. So we'll tune into that, Bubba, to get your pick. Justin, appreciate you chiming in, man. Good to hang with you. Hope the other games are going good and big season ahead for Steelers. I like the way he thinks. I think we got nowhere but up to go, guys. What do you think?
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, right.
I don't like this basement.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. And I'm sure the Bengals don't either. So that's a big matchup coming up Sunday, right? Ravens 1-0 versus Bengals.
Yeah, good Bengals.
Coming out of the same type of thing we were. God, I hope we don't have the same result the Bengals did against the Browns. But yeah, I mean, the Ravens played Houston, so whatever that's worth. Lamar Jackson, he was under 200 yards passing, something like that too. Wasn't exactly to kill on. Oh, our man Justin, he's out in the Philly area. Rooting on the Eagles tonight. So go PA teams. Until they come here, we'll hang tough with you too, Justin, too. So Bengals, man, they struggled too. But, you know, what do you guys think in this game? Just get your thoughts on that real quick.
I'm going on the Bungles. I think the Bungles will do better. Joe Burrow's not that bad. I think the weather had a lot to do with that, with their slow offensive prowess, like how it did prowess, speaking of a Bengal. But, yeah, I can't root for the Dirty Birds anyway, so I'm going Bengals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is AFC North ball, and this is where we're going to tie the division up, and come Tuesday morning, we're all going to be looking at 1-1 again, scratching our head, saying, damn, we ain't made any progress whatsoever, but what do you expect in week two?
Yeah.
Progress. Mm-hmm. Progress. Well, I like to see these matchups early in the season. I can't overstate that anymore. I'd love to see that kind of split among the season. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to that too. Hey, want to give a shout out. We are doing 8 to 9 games this year. There's two of us on this Pro Sports Fans app, Frank and Matt on one team, Steelers Realm on another team, and we'll be bringing you games throughout the year. Right in-game chat as we're going to hang out with you through the games. And the first one we're going to do, guys, coming up is the Raiders.
The Raiders. So,
make sure you get your app loaded up and get tuned in there. Log on with your username and everything and visit with us through the game. So that's coming up September 24th, Raiders game. And that's it. Raiders game, Pro Sports Fans. We'll be doing it here. And also we'll be bringing you pre and post game highlights every Monday and Thursday. Here at Steelers Realm too. So, hey, great show, man. We kind of lost Shane there for a second. We lost his video, but appreciate you guys, Shane, TA, Freight Train. It's been a great night, man. Great to talk Steelers. And, you know, we get to watch some football other than Steelers on Sunday. And then, you know, we get to wait a little extra longer before we get back at it too. So careful in the hot tub, guys. Good to hang with you. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Yep.
Good night, Steelers Nation. Prime time. Bring it to Acrisure. I want to see enthusiasm and not a bunch of fans sitting in the stands with their Jiffy Pop popcorn. Let's bring it.
Yeah.
That's right. Keep the black Browns. And gold in the stands, right?
Yep. Cleveland Browns, we know you're clowns. Turn them smiles into frowns. Steelers by three, baby. Let's go.
You got it, man.
MC Freight Train out.
All right, guys. Time to wrap it up. Have a good weekend, man. It's good to hang with you guys. We will see you next time. We're out of here.
Check back next week into the Steelers realm.